Welcome to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. This is your podcast for all things hockey. On this podcast, we talk about past history to the modern day and what you can do to grow the sport. I am your host, Adam Rothstein. All right, let's get to the show. So the Rat King is gone. He got injured. Mr. Marchand got injured in Game 3 of the Florida Panthers versus Boston Bruins series, and they did not need the Ninja Turtles. That's a good little joke to open for you on a Monday morning. Welcome in, everyone. This is the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. So today we've got to cover a few games. Let's go with the Stars and the Avalanche. The Dallas Stars won their game on a Saturday night, 4-1. Game 3, 4-1, and they actually did it well in Denver. Game 2 was a little bit more interesting. They won that 5-3. That was the interesting part with that. The Rangers did not close it out on Saturday, and I really wanted to see that, but they just couldn't get it done. I do want to cover this one in particular from Saturday night. So Mr. Snooze Netzoff, former Washington Capitals guy, got the first goal. It was unassisted. It was his third goal of the playoffs. Nosen was then not too far behind him, got an assist off of Teravainen and D'Angelo. But the Rangers wouldn't give up any hope in the first period. Mr. Coulier got an assist from Kako and Gustafsson. So good on him. Good job, Will. Sebastian Aho said, you know, you're not getting out of this period down by a goal. You're getting out by two goals down. So he did that. Jake Guentzel got the assist, and Mr. Burns also got an assist on that. Barclay Goodrow gets one. Schneider and Vizi with the assist on that. Alexi Lafreniere got his fourth goal of the playoffs in the third period. It is tied, and for a majority of that period, I thought that the Rangers would at least go to overtime, and they'd win it in overtime, but no, that was not the case, as the former New York Ranger got his first goal of the playoffs, and it was a power play goal. Brady Shea did it. Thank you, Teravainen and Shenkinov, yeah, we'll go with that, because I can't read people's names, apparently. Rangers were only won 49% of their faceoffs. They had one power play that didn't go well. They had only 6 penalty minutes, which was actually pretty low for them, all things considering, and the Hurricanes only had 4. They were not hitting as much. They did get their block shots up, and they were about even on takeaways. So there is that. I do have to admit that I do think that they'll still get in to the third round, and whoever they play, whether it's Boston or Florida, I do think that they will find a way to win that, and they'll probably go up against the Stars or the Avalanche, I'm thinking. But I've got to admit, these have been looking like crazy playoff games. I've never seen anything like it. Okay. We've got wrong button. Okay. All right. So we did have that. 4-1. I covered that one. Let's go into Denver on Saturday night. So Ball Arena isn't just about basketball. Mr. Stankoven got an assist from, was assisted on his first goal of the playoffs by Heiskanen. And boy, were the stars off to the races after that first goal in the first period. Now, Rantanen did get a goal, and he did tie it, and that was the only time it would be tied for the Avalanche. Then Mr. Sagan decided to get going, and he got an assist from Dodonov and Steele. So, and it was a tip-in shot in the second period. Then he gets going again. It's the third goal of the playoffs. It's an empty netter in the third period. And then Mr. Stankoven gets the assist again to put in the second empty net goal. So good things considering the Stars were looking great on Saturday night. I didn't get to see this game live, but I have to admit that I think, they are figuring some things out. They are doing things well. They still need to stay out of the box a little more. They were dead even in faceoffs and on this, but yeah. Now they were a little low on shots. They only had 23 shots and they had 4 goals on that. It was not looking. I do think that if they get their shots up more, they're going to be a much dangerous threat. I think Jake Oettinger has been great. He's been swimming well. And he has certainly earned the title of his nickname, Otter. So that'll cover Saturday's games. Sunday was a very big day in Sam Bennett. Got a very controversial call on the power play. This was the goal that was not allowed, that should have been disallowed because he pushed. Let me get this up here. Bennett tied it to knocking. He knocked in the rebound there. Man, I'm sorry here. Knocking a rebound at the left post with 1 second remaining on the power play. Bruins challenged the play for goaltender interference, but the call was upheld after a video review. Then they go to the power play and they lose it. So Swayman was not happy. And when you push a player, your opposing player in, which Sam Bennett did for Charlie Coyle, that goal typically should be disallowed. And this is coming from a Panthers fan, by the way. I probably would have not allowed that goal. However, do I think that would have resulted in the Bruins winning? Actually, no. I do think the Panthers would have found a way to win this game. They were not performing well on Mother's Day. They just weren't. I don't think that they were doing what they needed to do. I think it's almost like their legs were turning to jello at one point. But I do think that Coyle was pushed. The push from Bennett on Coyle, which caused Swayman to, you know, be interfered with, I would not have allowed that goal. I would have at least disallowed it. I'm not. And then I guess you're 4-on-4 for that 1 second, and then go to the box for the 2 minutes. Yeah, I would have probably done that. Certainly, if it was like two neutral teams, if it was like St. Louis and Buffalo, I probably, like, no question, I would have done that. Now, Sasha Barkov did get the final goal for the Panthers, but if this was Sam Bennett that got that, that would have really been putting the dagger into the heart, I'll tell you that much. But, yeah. We go back to, But here's the interesting thing with this, is that Pasternak and Carlo opened the scoring in the first period, and I thought, you know, they're down 2-0. It's like, okay, you know, they're a good team. They won the President's Trophy last year. They're going to put up a fight. You know, maybe this goes the full seven. And apparently, Panthers lead 3-1 in this series. But, you know, Pasternak was opened the scoring with about 11 minutes left to go in the first period. And then with about 5 minutes to go in the first period, Brandon Carlo got a big goal to put them up 2-0. But, you know, Anton Lundell came in the second period and only down 2-1. Then Bennett gets that very controversial goal on the power play at the last second. And then Barkov gets it on the wrist shot as well. There was no empty net goal. Swayman has been, you know, flying high at this point, and he has really impressed me. And Olmark has done so well in this. And I just can't believe that it has gone this well for Swayman at this point. But yeah, it's been incredible. Let's see what else there is. Talking about the Vancouver Canucks. Now, the Canucks have really surprised me. I enjoy watching them play. I guess them and the Jets were very entertaining to watch during the regular season if you actually had the were in the market for Vancouver or Winnipeg, or if you had like some special deal. Mr. Ekholm on Sunday night decided to open the scoring on the power play from Evander Kane and Darnell Nurse. He got the Oilers going, but Elias Lindholm will do that with got the assist from Besser and Hughes, so Mr. Quinn Hughes does not disappoint. He just doesn't disappoint. Brock Besser gets the next goal in the first period with Mr. Miller and Mr. Myers getting the assist. And Brock Besser would get the next goal. So he's got two goals in the period. He's got an assist, so he's got two goals and an apple already. So he's doing well. So he's got, and he has seven goals on the in the playoffs already. So, and he got the assist from Suter. Draisaitl didn't want to give up any hope. He gets the power play goal from Mr. Nugent Hopkins and Mr. Bouchard. Lindholm says, "I'm going to cancel that out. I'll go on the power play and get a backhanded shot from Agnew." But then late in the third period, Mr. Bouchard decided, no, I'm not going to go down without a fight. He gets a wrist shot. It's 4-3, but there was less than 2 minutes to play, so there was not a lot there. There wasn't a lot there left, so not enough time for them. Shots on goal. Vancouver somehow only had 18 shots on this, and they got four goals out of this. That is incredible. I think that you need to, that is so incredible. And the funniest part is that 42 shots were blocked. 42 shots on goal. And out of the 45 shots on goal from the Oilers, only three got in. That is incredible. That is unbelievable, too. I do think that the Vancouver Canucks are going to surprise a lot of people. I think that, you know, through controversial calls and everything in between, that I think they're going to persevere, they're going to get through, and they're going to beat either the Avalanche or the Stars. They'll get there to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they'll probably wind up playing the New York Rangers. So it's been 30 years since we've had that series, and guess who won that? The New York Rangers. But I do think, like, you got some Hall of Fame guys there. You do have Hughes. You do have Besser. You do have you have even Silvos too. But you got some potential Hall of Famers in that squad too, and JT Miller too. I mean, like the list goes on too, by the way. And I just cannot say for the life of me that this is, I can't express for the life of me how well I think that the Canucks are doing against Connor McJesus and Leon Draisaitl too. Because here's the thing. There are only so many generational talents like McDavid or Draisaitl that come along, and then a team just can beat them in the playoffs too, which is another reason why the Stanley Cup playoffs are so amazing at times. They're so surprising, and that anything can happen, and that underdogs just perform better in hockey than in basketball too. I do think that this team can certainly win the Stanley Cup, that the Canucks can. And I know a lot of my friends were rooting for Edmonton on this. They want to see the Oilers back in the Stanley Cup Finals. But it's been a while since they've been. It's been 18 years since they were. It's been 13 since the Canucks were in. So that's crazy to think about. It's been a while since either of these two teams were just in the finals. Not necessarily winning, but it's just been that long, which is crazy to think about. Vancouver has never won the Stanley Cup, and it would be incredible if they did win and they brought the Stanley Cup back to Canada, too. So crazy with that. I'm still gonna hold to my prediction that the Stars and the Rangers are gonna face off against each other. I think the Stars and the Canucks are gonna actually play together, or play against each other. So that's gonna be my prediction out west. And then I'm taking the Panthers and the Rangers to play off against each other, to face off against each other, compete against each other, in Madison Square Garden and Sunrise are going to be, it's going to be overwhelming how much it is, how busy it'll be too. And out in Vancouver, they're going to be playing Where the Streets Have No Name so many freaking times. I might have to put the E on it, but you know what? Fuck it. I'll put the E on this one, today. And because I guess that's just going to be the last part of this episode. So all right. That'll do it for this episode of the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. If you like what you heard here, check out the links in the show notes. Consider buying a journal, subscribe to the Substack, just put your email down in the docs, hit subscribe, choose the free option, and you should be good to go. You'll get access to articles and everything in between, and you'll get, and if you become a paid subscriber, you get access to the bonus episodes. So there's that. Rate this podcast 5 stars. Write me a little review. Let me know what you think. Share it with all your friends. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful day.